Welcome everyone to the first episode of Business Baddies with your hosts, Brianna Murray. Now, usually I'm going to have a guest with me, but on this episode, it's mostly just going to be about me, so I guess I'm the guest in this one. And in this episode, you're going to learn a little bit more about me and my background and what I've learned as a woman in business so far. So since this is the first ever episode, I kind of want to give a little background on what this podcast is created for. And I just want to help women in business and share what I've learned on my journey so far, as I actually have my own marketing business. And I know I still have a long way to go, but I just want to share my insights and provide some free resources and sit down with some amazing women professionals in the business world. And I just want to support others, whether it's in your personal life or your work life. That's what I'm here for, and that's kind of what I hope to achieve with this. And hopefully we can create a community that can hype each other up and help each other grow, because, you know, we're all in this together, and we got to find a way to continue to break that glass ceiling. Now, I always say I was flung into the business world at a young age, because I'll tell you the story. There's 13-year-old me sitting around the dinner table. My brothers already left, and there was just me, my mom and her husband, and I clearly remember him trying to come up with a name for his heating and air conditioning business. And I remember my mom and him just bouncing names off each other, and he even had a dictionary in front of him. And they were going through and seeing what worked and what didn't, and that's what I'm like, this is interesting. This is how businesses are made. Like, this is how it starts. And that's kind of when it piqued my interest. So while he was out running his business, my mom was actually running one of her own. And she's a self-employed realtor in Barrie and all of Ontario. And she's one of the best. I mean, that's probably being a little biased, but she's worked so hard to build her team of strong women and get to the point where she's at today. And she's really showed me how to become a woman in business. And I kind of mold myself a lot after her. And of course, I have my own qualities and characteristics that make me unique. But a lot of what I do, I honestly wouldn't have been able to do without her. So as business initially took my interest, I decided to pursue it in high school. And I did what's called a specialist high skills major, also called a Shazam. And I don't know if a lot of schools have this anymore, but basically you take business courses and you do special things throughout high school to get that Shazam, I guess, credential. And that's what I did. Apparently only, I think, two people, including me, from the high school graduated with that. And yeah, it was funny because after I graduated and I knew business took my interest, I still wasn't 100% sure. Like, I knew my direction, but I just wasn't 100% certain that it's what I wanted to do. So I took a year off. And I remember receiving a lot of criticism from adults because they thought I wouldn't return to school and finish my education, or I don't know what they were insinuating, because there's nothing wrong with not going to college or university. But during that time, yeah, I just remember a lot of criticism, and it was tough not to take it to heart because I am a hard worker and I knew I was a hard worker. And I mean, my mom was proud of me for doing well, but she always says I'm the hardest on myself, which is so true. And I guess that's also why I took a year off, because I just knew I needed a break. Like, school is a lot. It takes a lot out of you, both physically and mentally. And to be doing that continuously year after year, I just knew I needed some sort of gap and break in between. And honestly, it was one of the best decisions I've ever made, and I highly recommend it to anyone who's thinking about it, because it's one of the best things I could have done for my mental health. And I just took the year off, worked full-time, saved some money, and thought about what I wanted to do for the rest of my life at, like, what, 18? Like, we're so young still at that point, and you don't really know yet. What I've learned through the process is that even when you pick something, you weren't just completely stuck to it for life. Like, you can change your career whenever you want, and that's something that you don't think about when you're young. Like, you think you pick something and that's it for the rest of your life, but that's honestly not the case. Like, you can switch it up anytime you want, and there's no rule saying that you can't. And it might be a rule in your mind because that's what we think society wants, but you can honestly change your mind anytime you want. And an example I took to heart and what I understand from this, again, is my mom, because she initially was a choreographer and then had a good government job with amazing benefits, but she knew it wasn't what she was passionate about and it wasn't for her. So she decided to change her career path in her 30s and become a realtor. Back to my year off. Between working, I really took the time to do some self-reflection on where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. Now, I did have the foundation of a business background, but I didn't know what sector I wanted to be in if I did pursue it. And I also was looking into studying abroad and doing something not even business related. From what I remember, I was actually, I think, considering taking Spanish in Spain, which would be amazing, but everything was just so expensive when it came down to it. So I just kind of figured that doing something around here in the meantime would be the best option. And I remember one day when I was watching live TV, which, by the way, I don't really do anymore, it just kind of happened. But a commercial for Humber Business came on and it just felt like a sign and everything just kind of clicked. Like, it felt like I was waiting for something to click and it just did. And I'm a really big believer in signs, so I applied for marketing at Humber the next day. I'm not even kidding. It was in an instant where it just, I guess, felt right. So I applied and I got in. And once my year off was done, I moved to the campus in Toronto. And it was my first away from home situation and didn't want to be too far from my family because we're pretty close. So I figured it's perfect because it's only an hour away, not even from Barrie. So I just took marketing and I worked hard and I got on the dean's list for all 3 years. But when I was in the program, I didn't realize how many avenues there actually was to explore within marketing. So it took a lot to try and figure out and kind of narrowed down which one I actually wanted to do. And it wasn't until I want to say the last year of my marketing program that I took a digital and social media marketing course where I actually got to create my own, like, legit website and my own social media and run everything like it was my own. And it really was a moment for me where I learned I love all the online aspects of marketing and creating your own website and your own social media. And just kind of generating your own brand presence online. And that's what I do now with my own business. And it's just amazing how little moments like click in your mind and you don't even see them coming. It just kind of happened. It's really interesting that my time at Humber was really the first time I was away from home and I was truly independent. And I noticed that's really where I stepped out of my shell because I was a super shy kid. I was really quiet and I want to say more of an observer. And of course, I still kind of am, but now I'm able to talk to other people more and communicate. But as a kid, I was mostly shy and just hid behind my mom. And I just didn't really have a voice. So having that true freedom really gave me a sense of self and allowed me to learn more about myself, and I honestly recommend it to anyone who hasn't left their hometown yet because I think that was a huge factor too. Because I was so stuck in that hometown mentality, and yes, I know Barrie is more of a small city than a town, but you know what I mean. It just had me stuck in a cycle of someone I didn't want to be. And I knew who I wanted to be in my mind, but I just didn't know how to get there. And it really wasn't until I branched out that I learned who I was, and I don't regret that at all. So when I was done the marketing program, I still felt like there was more for me to learn about business, and I knew I would eventually be starting my own. So that's when I decided to take another program at Humber, which is the Business Administration program. And was reduced for me since it had the same first year as marketing, so it was a little shorter time. And I took that and learned a lot about accounting and kind of more, I guess, behind the scenes aspects of business. And in the last year, I had a co-op opportunity to pursue within either administration or within marketing. And I decided to look for marketing ones because I knew that's the field, I wanted to go into. And I found one in construction, and they were looking for a marketing assistant to the marketing coordinator. And now I have zero experience in construction, and it's never what industry I thought I would pursue, but it was an amazing opportunity for me to learn more. And I'm always continuously learning, and I love learning new things and stepping outside of my comfort zone. So I decided to apply for that, and they actually accepted me. And I learned later, once they actually hired me, that I was their first on their candidate list, and it was one of the best learning opportunities for me to take. I mean, I learned so much from so many amazing people, and I did that right out of college when I graduated because they actually hired me on part-time and then later full-time as a marketing and administration coordinator. And I just did that, and I was with them for almost 2 years, and then the pandemic hit, and it was really tough for everybody. I mean, within business, within personal lives, just everything was changed. And it was a huge shift. And due to unforeseen circumstances, I was let go. And then I realized I didn't want to take it to heart. I mean, I was hurt because they were basically like a family, and they helped me get on my feet and start my career right after I graduated from college. And it was an amazing opportunity, but then I realized it was time for me to take things into my own hands and take that next step and start my own business. So within the month, actually, I created UVision Marketing, and I do social media management, digital marketing, and basically all online branding for small to medium businesses. And I love what I do. I don't regret it at all. I mean, it was, of course, a huge step, and I wasn't sure I was ready for it, but at the same time, I guess I knew I was ready for it. I mean, again, you have those little moments where it just clicks, and that clicked for me when I was let go. And I'm so glad that I'm going to be able to pursue this more and be an entrepreneur and actually set myself up for what I want to do in life. And it took me so many years, but I'm here. And that's why I also created this podcast, because I want other women, doesn't matter your age, to just figure out how we can navigate the world and how we can lift each other up without tearing anyone down. I think the main takeaway from this episode, and I know it's been said so often, but really, stepping outside of your comfort zone is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And testing your boundaries and being uncomfortable in certain situations is really where you see like the most progress. I mean, even me with this podcast, I'm usually the one behind the camera, and I'm most comfortable behind the camera. And I know podcasts are more just voice, but even putting my voice out there is a huge step for me, and just becoming more comfortable in situations I'm not used to, like me, I don't know, 13-year-old me would be so shocked at the progress I've made, and just knowing that I'm not that shy little kid anymore. And I know I mentioned it earlier, but continuous learning is something that I encourage everyone to do. I mean, you just gotta put your ego aside and really learn from others, and that's where you truly evolve and upgrade yourself. So that's it for this week's episode, and I hope there's something that you can take away from this in my journey and as you learn more about me and this podcast series. And if you want to follow my business page, UVision Marketing, on Facebook and Instagram, and I will also be updating this to my YouTube channel if you want to check that out. Now, stay tuned for next month. I will have a very special guest who is near and dear to my heart, and she has her own lash business in Toronto, and she's going to give me a little bit of her insight and tips on how we can improve as women entrepreneurs and where to get started. And I'll also give you some free resources as well. So stay tuned and take care.